of Talyun. Of Talyun was the second in command, the Av Beis Din, during the period of the presidency of the Nesios of Shmaya. And of Talyun has probably the most enigmatic Mishnah in the entire first parak, and it might in fact be a metaphor. The Rambam thinks that it's a metaphorical comment, which is why the language is so difficult to understand. So this is what he said. He said, you know, rabbis, you have to be very careful what you say. That's not the esoteric part. That's obvious. Chachamim hizharu b'divreichem. But then he goes on to say the following. Shema tachuvu chovas galus. It could be that at some point that if you're not careful, you'll be liable for something and you'll go into exile. Now it's already starting to figure out, you know, what exactly is this exile that's being referred to. V'yishtu talmidim habayim acharechem v'yamusu. That somehow the students that come after you will drink of the bad waters, tiglu l'makom mayim harayim, in this particular location. V'nimsa shem shamayim mischalal, and the name of God is going to be desecrated. Very hard to figure out what's going on. So the Rambam says this is actually a reference to an earlier Mishnah in the Perek and some of the challenging aftermaths. Remember, we learned the tradition of Antignos, which was not to serve God for the sake of getting any reward, but on the contrary, to serve God so that one should not receive a reward. Almanash shalola kabel pras, or at the very least, not for the sake of getting a reward. If a reward comes, a reward comes. So Antignos had two students, Tzadok and Baitos, and they misinterpreted the comment. They thought that what was being suggested was, don't serve God for the sake of receiving a reward. You know why? No reward is coming. And they took that out of context, and they said, oh, maybe what's really being communicated here is that this is not for real. And that led to the movement of the Tzedukim and the Vaitusim. These were sectarian movements. Tzedukim became a little bit more prominent, but they denied the authority of the rabbinic tradition. The Rambam thinks that that was really just a cover, and that basically they gave up their belief system entirely. So where did all this come from? It came from a misinterpretation, you know, of a comment that was originally made of don't serve God for the sake of getting reward, which is actually very noble, right? Serve God because it's the right thing to do. So, you know, we do encounter sometimes in life, you know, that something that we say can be misconstrued, and we meant it one way and then it was taken completely differently by somebody else. And sometimes, you know, people are deliberately looking, you know, to take things out of context. That people, like, let's say they have an agenda and they want to catch somebody on something, so they, you know, will latch onto something and not, you know, put it in its proper context. And that takes us back to yet another Mishnah in the first parak. Remember, we talked about Yoshua ben Prachya when he said, Hevidan es kol ha'adam l'kaf sechus, that you should judge the entire person favorably. Remember, Sasi spoke about this a number of weeks ago, is that you can't just isolate one thing that a person did, but Hevidan is kol ha'adam l'kaf sechus. You have to put it in the context of who they are. So even if somebody did one thing, you know, they said one thing that doesn't seem quite right, you know, instead of catching the person on that, a gotcha moment, right, sort of taking a person, you know, in a much more holistic perspective is sometimes necessary. Nobody's perfect. Nobody finds exactly the right word every single time. And so to sort of catch somebody and then to make a fuss or even worse about, you know, one stray comment can sometimes be a very malicious thing to do. And unfortunately, there is a little bit of that in terms of a gotcha culture. It's very sensationalist. You can sometimes get more clicks they've discovered on social media if, you know, you find something negative or unflattering. But that's certainly not the Torah ethic. But more broadly, now, chachamim hizharu b'divreichem, the importance of being careful, you know, with one's words. And that is true under all circumstances. But you see, especially now, under our current circumstances, how important that truly is, you know, and especially when the people who the country, you know, is entrusting their health to, these wonderful, you know, doctors and scientists that we hear from, you know, on a regular basis, how careful they have to be to calibrate everything that they're saying and not to in any way give the impression that things are, let's say, more optimistic or in the other direction to, you know, project a sense of doom. The sense of zihirus bedvarim that they have to responsibly take into account is truly an awesome, awesome responsibility. I'm sure the easiest part of their job right now is the science. The really hard thing is, of course, how to communicate. Communication itself can sometimes be the most delicate of arts. It's not a science. It's much more of an art. And you see how carefully, you know, hard they're working on making sure that the right message is being projected. And I remember when I was in junior high school, just another, again, somewhat less dramatic, but example of this. I remember that my math teacher in junior high school is a wonderful math teacher, Mr. Goldberg. So he used to tell us, you know who the most powerful man in the world is? And he would say, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. And he was teaching us all about how the economy worked. It's Alan Greenspan, for those who remember the name Alan Greenspan. And he says, you know how powerful Alan Greenspan is? One sentence out of his mouth and the markets will go tumbling, you know? And if you remember those days, you remember that, you know, people would, you know, extrapolate every syllable that the man uttered and it would turn into, an entire phenomenon, an economic phenomenon. And of course you had to be extremely careful, you know. If he would even use the word interest in the sense of, you know, I take interest in that, you know, there would be people speculating, are they going to cut interest rates? Are they going to raise interest rates back in the day? So again, people in positions of responsibility, the point really is, you know, have an increased level of accountability when it comes to their words. So again, that's what Avtalion was saying, Chachamim hizharu b'divreichem. You have to be extremely careful. There are people that are listening very closely, and they're going to make decisions on the basis of what you say. Life or death decisions, economic decisions, whatever the case may be. And there's an enormous accountability on the part of the leadership to make sure that everything, every single word is properly calibrated and conveys exactly what was meant to be said. It's an awesome responsibility. Where, after all, we're just humans. It's hard to avoid slips of the tongue. But that was Avtalion's lasting legacy, Chachamim, his haru b'divreichem, the ultimate care that we all need to take in every single word that we speak to make sure we're not misleading people, giving people a false sense of hope, or God forbid, causing people an unnecessary sense of dejection.